All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. This is Chef Ed Harris, your host of the Amazing Eat More Veggies podcast. All right. Originally, we were called Veganish, but we have graduated and we are now all veggies, plant-based. All right. 100%. All right. So we are only messing with the veggies, the fruits, and the legumes and the beans and all that good stuff and the whole grains. All right. So welcome. All right. It doesn't matter what part of this journey you're on. You are welcome here. The idea, like this podcast name says, is to eat more veggies and to keep eating more veggies and releasing and letting go of the items that might not be so beneficial for you and your family. All right. So with that, I want to share a nice touch, because today's Friday, it's about to be the weekend, so this is a great recipe for you to make this weekend. And today we are talking about a coconut French toast batter. All right, now this is the batter, okay? But we're going to tell you what to do so you can make this one of the most delicious go-to recipes. All right, and I love this recipe because it's beautiful, it's the aroma is amazing, it's very easy to make, it tastes great. I love making it with my three children, and we all enjoy it. It's a family favorite. So let's jump right in. Prep time, maybe 15 minutes, you know. Servings for this is maybe around 4 or so, but hey, whatever it is, it is. All right, you can double up or you can go down. It's totally up to you, depending on how many people you're making it for. But you can also make a batch of this and put it in the refrigerator, and it'll be good for a couple of days. All right. So first thing you're gonna need is 2 cups of coconut milk. Now, when I say coconut milk, I am not talking about the canned coconut milk, but if that's all you can get your hands on, then okay, you can use it. But you can get coconut milk the same area that you get your regular plant-based milk, right? Like your almond, your cashew, your oat milk, all right? You can get coconut milk there. So get a really nice brand of coconut milk, whichever one you prefer. All right, I'm not gonna list any names because, you know, I'm not getting paid for anybody. So, you know, you pick the best for you and your family. All right, so 2 cups of coconut milk. All right, the less fillers, the less gums, the better. 1 tablespoon of coconut essence, and this will be the equivalent to vanilla essence, you know, or, you know, anything. Any other essence out there, right? But we're doing a coconut batter, so hence we're using coconut essence in this one. And then we're gonna go with 1 teaspoon of your most delicious vanilla, Tahitian, Madagascar vanilla. Either one works very well with this. If you have vanilla beans, then go right ahead, scrape 1 pod in there, all right? And that will work just as good. If you have vanilla powder, then I would go with 1 teaspoon as well, all right? This is gonna be delicious, trust me. Next up, we're using 1 tablespoon of orange zest. Now, you wanna take your orange, one that doesn't have a lot of blemishes on it, just nice, smooth, clean skin, all right, that looks orange. You're gonna wash it, dry it, then you're gonna take your microplane or your grater, your box grater, whichever one you have, and you're gonna zest enough to fill 1 tablespoon. This is gonna really make your batter pop. It's gonna add such a beautiful aroma and taste and flavor to your batter that you will never make your batter without it again. I'm telling you, it's a game changer. All right, and next up, we're gonna use 1 teaspoon of nutmeg, freshly grated, all right? So buy whole nutmeg. Anytime you go to buy nutmeg, don't buy the already grounded nutmeg, buy the whole ones, and then just microplane or zest it as you need it. The flavor is 100 times stronger and it's just better in terms of taste, right? Then we're gonna add 1 tablespoon of cinnamon. I like to do my cinnamon fresh and, you know, pulverize it, or, you know, grate it, turn it into a powder as needed. But if you don't wanna go through all of that, then you can buy powdered cinnamon. It's totally up to you. But I like to take my grater, take a cinnamon stick and just go ham, or put it in a spice blender and blend it up. Either one works, all right? And then also we're gonna add 1 teaspoon of star anise powder, All right, this one you can buy as a powder if you want, because it's a little bit more tricky. Or if you have just a dry mortar and pestle, you can crush it up in there and go to town until it's nice and pulverized. Totally up to you. But those are the ingredients for this delicious batter. All right, now what you're gonna do is you're gonna take a medium-sized bowl, bigger bowl, combine everything in there, whisk it together. You can add sugar if you want. I left out the sugar because some people, you know, being that people are diabetic and all of these different things going on, but if you wanted to make your batter sweet, you totally can. I would add anywhere from a quarter cup of sugar and up. So it really just depends on how sweet you want the actual batter to be. It also depends on the kind of bread you're using, because some breads might be sweeter than some. You know, if you're using if you're using like a sourdough or something like that, then I would definitely sweeten the batter. But if you're using like a brioche or a challah, you know, or one of those softer, more on the sweeter side bread, then it's not necessary, because you're going to also add syrup to this later on when you cook it. All right, just a tip. So once you have everything mixed, and if you have added your sugar, you want to mix that up all together. And you do you realize there are no eggs here, because there's none needed, right? So once you have that mix, and you want to mix it and let it sit for 10 minutes or so before you actually use it, right? So this way the cinnamon, the vanilla, and everything can kind of just introduce themselves to each other, get real cozy, you know, and just have a good time, right? So number two, once you have grated and have all that stuff in there and everything is mixed and ready to go, then you want to use your favorite bread. Like I said, you can use challah, you can use brioche, you can get country white, you can get your favorite bread. But there's a trick here, right? Because we're not using eggs, right? You want to be very careful with when you dip your bread slices into the batter. Now, you don't want to dip it in there and leave it in there and let it soak up everything, because then your bread gets soggy. All right, so the idea here is to, one, pay attention to the slices, the thickness of the slices. If you're slicing the bread yourself, then slice it thick enough where if you dip it in once into the batter, it's not gonna fully soak up the bread in one dip. All right, you want to be able to dip one side, flip it over, dip the other side, and still have the middle of the bread dry, right? Because as it cooks, it's gonna drain down and it's gonna do its thing. All right, so this is the idea to really get tasty, delicious French toast without eggs, is to not over saturate the bread when you dip it in and you let it soak. Okay, have your saute pan or your griddle nice and hot, dip it in there, cook it, boom, it's done. Put on some fresh fruit, sprinkle some powdered sugar, you know, garnish it with some syrup, and you know, that's it. Super easy, super delicious. All right, if you're gonna use one of the pre-sliced breads that are really thin, then a very quick dip on both sides. And maybe you have to be very careful when you're dipping it, right? So be able to dip it in such a way that as soon as it touches the batter, you can take it out, flip it over, and do the same thing. If you're gonna use like slices that are thin, like Wonder Bread or one of those really thin slices, okay? But the idea with French toast is to cut thick slices so you can really get to enjoy the batter without the bread being super soggy, all right? I hope you make this recipe this weekend, and you can always message me on the podcast. There are recordings that you can do now. You can leave me a voice memo. Tell me you tried it. Tell me how good it was. Tell me if it sucked. I want all the feedback, all right? Give it to me. This way I can be better and I can make even more recipes that are tasty and amazing for you, my listeners. All right. Don't forget, this is brought to you by none other than knifeandspoon.com. All right. That is knife, letter N, spoon.com. Okay. Check out the website if you're looking for tasty spices, aprons, cookbooks. We have a bunch of amazing things on there. And don't forget, use code EATMOREVEGGIES. It gives you 20% off everything, all right? I wish you an amazing weekend, and I will catch you next time, all right? This is Chef Ed signing out. Peace.